This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly and all servant in thy mighty hand today. Just thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here this night in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a wrestling mat, he will lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed with the clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Now, Father God, if I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. As Lisa and Tebow and myself come in complete agreement with your word in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful that you load us down with benefits each and every day of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, prepare, touch people's heart tonight. Answer prayers according to your will. Honor and request it, but most of all, that salvation go forth in 2021 like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is a good God and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. If you have any Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 11, and we'll be looking at verse 28 through 30. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. And the word of God reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is life." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, the grass may wither, flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Tonight we're going to be talking about the call to discipleship. An invitation to rest. The call to discipleship. An invitation to rest. Beloved, Jesus invites all of us. He invites all burdens, individuals, to come to him for rest. Yes, children of God, the yoke of Christ is a symbol of discipleship, characterized by submission and obedience to him. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Beloved, the yoke of discipleship The yoke of Christ is a symbol of discipleship characterized by submission and obedience to Jesus. Yes, being yoked with the results in peace for your soul. Child of God, life's pleasure, life's pressure may not lessen. But if you are intimately linked with Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, your soul is free from nagging anxiety, and God's peace is ruling in our heart. So jump on. So jump into Jesus' yoke. Now, yoke, hallelujah, if most people that was born and raised on a farm knew what a yoke stood for. A yoke would be placed on animals attached to wagons and carts in order to carry things. Usually there was a stronger one than a bigger one yoked up with a small animal. And they would pull, and the Lord would equalize itself by them moving forward. So the call to discipleship, an invitation to rest, they is our foundational scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, where it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is Jesus speaking, and he's given us an invitation to come to rest, to find rest for our weary soul. Come to Jesus just the way you are. Turn off and flow up. Hallelujah. So people of God, Jesus, here in the scriptures that was read, he's addressing the people of Israel at that particular time who were burdened and weighted down with the legal do's and don'ts of the Pharisees, the religious sect during Jesus' time. Pharisees, the Sadducees, all those religious seeds, they were burdened with the do's and don'ts that they had put upon them, and with the consequences, the guilt, the frustration, and dissatisfaction that always goes along with the legalism. For example, when we look in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 2, Jesus is talking, and he's saying the scribes and the Pharisees, they sit in Moses' seat. Jesus here in the scripture in Matthew 23, verse 2, he's referring to the point that the Pharisees claim the authority of Moses as interpreters and teachers of the law, which means that they also demanded that all people in Israel to submit, who submitted to Moses, should also submit to them as well. Jesus here is also warning the people of the oppression and legalistic ways of the Pharisees, the religious people at that time. When Jesus says in Matthew 23, verse 4, "And they tie up heavy loads and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves would not move them with one of their fingers." So the Pharisees at this particular time, the religious folks, that thought that was that they were so heavenly bound that there were no earthly good, they took it upon themselves to lay all these do's and don'ts on the Jewish folks in Israel. But yet themselves, they would not even, they couldn't even keep the law. The law, the Mosaic law in the New, in the Old Testament time, because of Moses being the one that brought, that God had raised up to be the deliverer, to bring the nation of Israel out of bondage when they was in Egypt. Here, the Pharisees, they took it upon themselves to convince the people, the Israelites, to submit to them as they had submitted to Moses. Jesus was speaking about the way that the Pharisees had hidden the true meaning of the Old Testament law with all the religious rules and regulations that these religious extremists had instituted as the way to God, to the true spiritual and as a way to receive God's blessing in life, spirituality, and as a way to receive God's blessing in life. So believers in Christ, even though the Old Testament law was good, they were holy and righteous, it did not bring liberty to those that tried to follow them, because it was weak in that it depended on man. It did not provide the means of fulfilling the law, the Mosaic law. And it left man under the guilt and load of sin. Rather than freedom, it brought oppression to the people. Yet those who were under the Mosaic law were said to be yoked to Moses. But those who were under the authority of the Pharisees were said to be yoked to the Pharisees. So people of God, even in the midst of this religious setting, at that particular time, the Lord Jesus makes a very gracious invitation to all who would want to experience the relief of joy and blessing of his life through a grace, faith, relationship with Christ. As in Jesus' faith, also here in 2021, the invitation is still open. This is an invitation aimed at all, to all people, and given to all. The invitation is found here in the book of Matthew, verse 28. The eighth clause of the verse says, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden." The call to discipleship, an invitation to rest. Come here in this scripture. It is a strong appeal on the will of another. Here, come express the desire and compassionate heart of the Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is his appeal for people to come to him as a relief from their oppression. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a call for them to turn from whatever they are presently doing at that time, and as well as now, and to depend on Christ. Yes, beloved, for those people who are without the Savior, it is a call to repent and to believe in Christ. Yes, the Bible says that if we are lost, if we are deep rooted in sin, Jesus is beckoning us to come to him. As the Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9 says that if we confess in our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. And for those who are already believers in Christ, it is a call for us to sincerely and constantly, consistently follow Jesus as a committed disciple. A disciple is a learner. A disciple is one that follows. It is a call to completely turn our lives over to him. We have to remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. We belong to Christ. Yes, he is our Lord and Savior. He is our Lord and Lord and King of Kings. So people of God, remember that Christianity is about having an intimate relationship with the person of Jesus Christ. Yes, this is not a call to a program, nor to a system of religious do's and don'ts, nor to a church, and certainly not to some human leader or personality. Yes, so often, too often, disciple makers end up cloning subordinates rather than developing Christ-like people. Yes, they draw people to themselves and reproduce graven images. Yes, beloved, while God, in his mercy, his grace, and his love, while God uses churches, people, and theological systems, it's still important to note that Christianity is still having an intimate personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So believers of Christ, we are to never be partial or limited to one group or class or nationality. You see, in Christ, God's determination is to reach out to the whole world. Yes, he wants us to cross religious barriers. He wants us to move in a compassionate sense to touch people's lives, regardless of their creed, color, or persuasion. Yes, believers in Christ, Jesus is saying, take my yoke upon you and learn from me according to the word of God in Matthew 11:29. The eighth clause of the verse says, behold, this is a call to discipleship. And it is the means by which men or women find rest. You see, the word take here means to take up or to lift up. Here in the scripture, it is used in the sense of to take upon oneself what has already been lifted in order to carry it. Jesus also said in the book of Matthew 11, verse 29, the B clause of the verse, for I am gentle, meek and humble in heart, and you shall find rest unto your weary soul. Here in the next verse, in Matthew 11, verse 30, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus is letting us know that he has in mind a change of life. We as born-again believers in Christ, we are having a transformed lifestyle. Though through an intimate relationship with Christ. Also for us to have, we have to have the attitude of a learner. Someone who takes in and seeks the information that comes from God. So we don't just hear the word, but we be doers of his word. So the question may be asked tonight, what is it, what does it mean to take Christ's yoke? Beloved, to take Christ's yoke, it means to submit to his person as the one who is gentle and meek, as one who is gentle and caring and concern for us. Yes, it means to put yourself under Christ's leadership, to join yourself together with him. Jesus is our yoke master, is our yoke mate, and this is how he can give us eternal rest. He can give us rest for our weary soul. You see, the call to discipleship is an invitation to rest. So, child of God, how can we submit to God's yoke? Well, the answer is found in the command to learn from me. Child of God, Jesus is calling for you to serve him and for you to work and serve in the strength which he gives. That's why it says in the scripture, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus is always there beside us, pulling the weight for us. All we have to do is to yield our lives to him, to yield to his lordship over us, to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to lead God and direct us in the things of God. So, beloved, many believers in Christ, many of us call ourselves disciples. But do we have the right to do so? Sure, we have responded to Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. We have come to him. But when we seek to slip the yoke around our necks, to adjourn him, well, we resist or hold back, or refuse to truly listen and submit to his word and acknowledge his authority. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening today. As disciples, we have a tendency to respond to Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But when we come to him, he seeks to slip the yoke around our necks to join him. Well, we sort of resist, or we back off. We refuse to truly listen and submit to his word and to acknowledge his authority. And we refuse to trust in his gentleness and goodness, because Jesus promised when he said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Yes, it is tailor-made for each and every one of us. And Jesus is always there with us to bear the burden. So again, tonight we are talking about the call to discipleship and invitation to rest.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real,
live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you.
Later date. We just hope and pray that was something that will be something that is said here tonight through the teaching of the Word of God that will bring encouragement to your soul and help you to go on a little bit further things of God in 2021. Again, we are talking about the call to discipleship and invitation to rest. Our key scriptures is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at what the Word of God is saying, we see that Jesus, he's letting us know, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we yoke together with Jesus, he has allow us to go forth. And he has custom made for each of us a yoke that is always there with us to bear our burden. The Bible says, let us cast all of our cares upon him, for he cared for us. Here in the book of Hebrews 13, verse 5, the because of the verse, it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, the Word of God says, Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday and today and forever. We are talking about the call to discipleship, an invitation to rest. People of God, for those who follow Christ, it is very easy to fall back into mindsets and patterns that resemble a life without peace, a life without hope, a life without confidence, and a life without rest. So we need to remember this good news in Jesus Christ. It is not a fleeting emotion or a one-time transaction, but it is something that we have access to each and every day of our lives. You see, tell God in our spiritual lives, when we get tired, when we get tired of giving ourselves our time, our resources, our heart, and if we are not careful, we will find ourselves turning to the wrong things in life in order to keep us going. So as children of the Most High God, when we look to people or things to give what only God can give, we will be disappointed every time. So beloved, sometimes there are moments where we need to withdraw ourselves from the worldly influence and crowds in order for us to pray and to be refreshed by being in God's presence. See, the Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, that men ought always to pray and don't faint or lose heart. In other words, don't quit. Keep going. Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. People of God, the more we grow in our walk with Christ, the more we will recognize our needs and dependency. Yes, beloved, we all need rest. We all need physical rest, mental rest, as well as spiritual rest. At times, we all need to be filled, and Jesus can satisfy both of them. Yes, beloved believers in Christ, remember, we live in a fast-paced world where we are often classified as overachievers, hurrying and rushing and working very hard until our energies are depleted and our well-being is in shambles, in bits and pieces. Again, when we look at the scripture in the book of Matthew 11, verse 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus understood this need. In his humanity, he experienced hurt, trouble, and pain. So he understands when nobody else does, Jesus understands the importance of rest, because rest is a time of replenishing the soul. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus' yoke is not reconstructed. Jesus' yoke, it provides a useful structure. Jesus' yoke is easy. Is really a practice that harnesses for us a pathway to newness and aliveness. You see, Jesus says, my burden is light. For people of God, being restful means living in the now, in the present moment, and not regretting the past experience of feeling anxious about the future. Yes, Jesus is offering to us the Sabbath rest. And this rest is the pathway to newness and aliveness. The call to discipleship, it is an invitation to rest. So, beloved, whatever the problem is, the dilemma or anxiousness, which is clouding our inside, we as God's child need to let it go. Fulfillment of life to develop. Emptiness is essential in life. So let it go. Whatever is burdening you now, cast it upon the Lord. He will carry it for us. Yes, Jesus said in the book of John 10:10, Jesus said, "I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." The B clause of the verse. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this life forthcoming comes to us from the inner wellspring that is of God in every person. When Jesus met the woman at the well and asked her to draw him some water from the well, she thought that he was talking about a physical drink. A drink that would only temporarily parch, cool his parched lips. But Jesus was talking about the gift of the Holy Ghost. But in order to get to our true self in life, you have to let go of stuff that I found you up. Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty to flow. Liberty to believe. Liberty to go forth in the things of God. Believers in Christ, we all have our personal leading and our calling for specific work in life that continues the mission of Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, Jesus is saying, come to me. Come to my ways. Come to my practice. And I will give you rest for your weary soul. This rest is better than physical sleep. This rest, it is a rest for the weary soul. Bible says in the book of Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about the call to discipleship, an invitation to rest. So, beloved, when you and I, as a child of God, get to the place of genuine rest, you and I can reconnect with the inner wellspring as a source of life, which is the abundant life. Yes, remember, believers of Christ, Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, beloved, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, is giving a great invitation for us to come to him and for us to exchange yokes of oppression, depression, addiction, bondage, and for us to find rest. It is not intended for us to do, for us to do it in isolation. No, Jesus intends for us to come to him in communities, for us to come together in a church setting or in an assembly. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some are, is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as he sees the day approaching. So people of God, all of us bear burdens in 2021 and are becoming very weary, but in different ways. And we do it for different reasons and at different times. Yes, beloved, when we are weary, we get easily, very easily discouraged and can be given to cynical, unbelieving, unbelief. In those moments, those low moments, we need prayer. We also need others to speak truth to us. And also, my brothers and sisters in Christ, also to help us to believe in Jesus Christ. You see, this is why we as believers in Christ, we are not to neglect from assembling ourselves to meet together. So again, if you as a child of God are weary for whatever the reasons are, however complex they may be, Jesus still invites you to come. And he says, come take my yoke, but it is easy. Take Jesus' light yoke of believing in him. Believer in Christ, come to Jesus. Believing, abiding, and following him. Jesus is our set example. Every believer in Christ. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And we will find rest for our weary soul. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, God wants us. He wants us so much. He loves us so much that Jesus died on the cross just to prove that. Yes, again, people of God, God loves us so much. And the Bible says, according to John chapter 3, verse 16, when it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God's love and his love alone is the epitome, the model of divine love and the source of all true love. God's love is unconditional and consistently seeks the highest good of the one who is loved. God's love was clearly demonstrated at Calvary when Jesus died for all of our sins and all mankind. So again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember this. Jesus invites all burdened individuals to come to him for rest. Behold the yoke of Christ. It is a symbol of discipleship, characterized by submission and obedience to him. Yes, being yoked with Christ, it results in rest for our weary soul. So, beloved, remember, life pressures may not lessen, but if you are intimately linked together with Jesus, your soul is free from nagging, anxiety, and God's presence is ruling in your heart. Because God is a God of the heart. He's a God that sits high and look low. And according to the scriptures that I read in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, when it said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the teaching tonight. We thank you because you are a good God. You are a merciful God. You are a God that sits high and looks low. You're a God that knows us all by name, the very hair on our head. We are grateful and thankful through the use of the internet that you have allowed us, my wife and myself, Prophetess Lisa Tebow, as well as myself, where the word says many two of us come in agreement that such and anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. We thank you through the use of the internet that we can teach and preach on a local level and being able to reach on a global level. That the anointed of the Spirit of God rests upon your word. Because where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. We are thankful and grateful. There may be one or there may be some. I need the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is your hour. This is the time to get right with God. This is the time to get to come to Jesus just the way you are. And he's there at the door of your heart begging you to come. Jesus loves you. We love you. May God bless you. Is my prayer. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching. We definitely enjoyed it tonight. If you would like to have your friends and family listen to the broadcast, please share the number 347-826-9424 with them and have them join you as you listen to the broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate your support. And should you have questions, comments, questions you'd like addressed in a discussion, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God loves you. We love you. And we pray that you have a safe, blessed, and happy weekend. The Lord willing, we will be back with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Have a great weekend. We love you.